Bokeh Tov, world. And today's daf in Masechet Menachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Ayin Dalet. And we got up to HaShetei Avodah Kshirah Bo. Now, yesterday, if you recall, we did a whole analysis of the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, in the course of which we went through the Braita. And as part of going through that Braita, we talked about the opening of the Pasuk, in which it's saying, Vayala Kohen Kamincha, Vaitala Kohen Kamincha. What is that coming to tell me? That even a Chote, a Kohen, who is Chayav Minchas Chatas, he brings his own Korban Mincha. That was the Chiddush that we learned from that Pasuk. So that this Vaitala Kohen Kamincha should be like any other Mincha. Is that really, however, asked the Gemara today, is that what we use this pasuk for? I thought we know that from somewhere else. HaShetei Avodatak Sherabbo. Is that Mehocha Nafka? I thought we learned that from where the Braita learns it. Listen to this, a whole different source from it. Mehatam Nafka. Minayin Lechoein Shebo Makriv Korbanotav B'chol Eit U'V'chol Sha'a Ashir Tzeh. How do we know that a Kohen who is not on duty? So remember that the Mishmarot were set up by David HaMelech and by Shmuel to Esrim V'Arba Mishmarot, which actually had an older Mokar in Moshe Rabbeinu, but the original Mishmarot were only 8. They expanded it to 24, such that each Mishmar gets a chance twice a year, each one for a week, to do the Aveda. Now, suppose it's not your turn, and you want to bring a Korban. You don't want another Kohen to go and bring it. You want to bring it yourself. So indeed, the Torah says, Uba b'chol avat nafsho v'sheret. That a Kohen, I'm referring to a Levi over there, but remember, v'esrim v'arba mekomot, nikra'u the Kohanim levi'im. So the Kohen can come whenever he wants, kol avat nafsho, and do the Aveda. So there you have a pasuk that says beferish. What do we need to look around for Vaitala Kohen Kamincha? Ah, it says the Gemara, that's Mavamina Hanimili Dovashim Ba'achet. Look, I mean, I understand this is a general heter that Kohanim can do the Aveda whenever they want to do the Aveda. Fine, but I mean, if they sinned and they need to bring a Korban Chayva, I mean, surely they can't be Mechaper on their own sin. Now you need somebody, Yovai Tohar V'Yachaper, Al HaChayev, right? Rechaper al HaTame, Kamash Malan. Even in this case, I would have said, Hanimili Dover Sheino Baal Chet. Avo Mincha, which is a Dover HaBaal Chet. Maybe they need to have somebody else do the Aveda for them. Kamash Malan, we have this Pasik, Uba B'chol Avat Nafsha. Yeah, but still, there are still other Makaris, even if it's not this one. What about this? Vah Nami Miocha Nafka? That is what we learned from here. I thought we learned it from the Asam Navka. Listen to this, Braita. V'chiper ha-kohen al ha-nefesh ha-shogeget. Now, so far, that makes sense. V'chiper ha-kohen al ha-nefesh ha-shogeget. But then it says, al ha-nefesh ha-shogeget b'chata'a b'shkaga. Now, I mean, isn't a nefesh ha-shogeget by definition b'chata'a b'shkaga? I mean, it's totally redundant. What's the meaning of those words, b'chata'a b'shkaga? That tells me, Melamed Shakoin Mechaper Al Yedei Atzmo. So that's exactly what you claimed. We needed to learn from the Pasuk of Haitala Kohen Kamincha. Says the Gemara there too. Even if I would have learned that, I would have said, Email Huavim Yunahanim Ilibishogeg. That's all true, that if a Kohen does an Avera Bishogeg, it says, Ala Nefesh HaShogeget, right? Okay, but what if he can bring a korban. What if he has to bring a korban on something that he did b'mezid? A korban b'mezid? Absolutely. We've got a lot of cases where you bring a korban b'mezid, remember? We've got the korban erla v'yored, which was talking about Shuas Ha'edus. The Shama kol Allah. He knows perfectly well that he knows testimony. And he denies testimony. So that's a chatas. I mean, there's also other korbanos. There's a korban asham for being kefir in mominos, and then you're made afterwards. Or there's the asham for a nazir who was mitameh, Or there's also an Arshim Shivcha Charufa, which is done b'mezid, someone who sleeps with a Shivcha Charufa. But anyway, how would I know that a Kohen is able to bring those kind of korbanos as well, even though it's mezid? Therefore, Kamash Balan, that's why we need our pasuk, which doesn't mention Shogeg. All it says is Vaitala Kohen Kamincha. So that comes to tell me that even if he's Bukhliyev to bring the Korban Mincha, which is certainly possible that it should be for a mezit, such as the Shema Kol Allah, he still is able to bring that for himself. And what would be the case? Well, the mezit echem ashkachas la, bizdon shvua. Let's say he bedavka, he made a shvua falsely. Okay, that's another one of the korbanas oila v'yared, and the din is that he brings a korban. Okay. Anyway, continuing on. So, we found that there was a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan about whether we do a kmitza for a minchas chayte of a kohen, or whether we actually, what we thought was that we would just burn the entire thing on the Mizbeach, but it ended up that the way we understood both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon is that everybody agrees that the entire Minchas Kohen, even if it's Minchas Chayte, is burnt on the Mizbeach. That's for sure. The only shaila is whether there was a Kmitza. So the question is, Rabbi Shimon held, even though we're burning the whole thing, we still do the Kmitza, and the Kmitza is the Askora, and the Kmitza is the part that is going to be burnt separately because it's the Mechaper on the Kohen. But the rest of it is all put on the Mizbeach. However, turns out that there's yet one more option. And that's, we didn't learn in the Mishnah, but we do learn in the Braita. Tanya Idach, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Chayte Shekoin Nikmetzes. Okay, that's like our Mishnah. Hakometz Kare Bifnei Atzmo, Hashirayim Krevim Bifnei Atzmam, just like it says in the Mishnah. But here we find out that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, his own son, disagrees with him. And he says, it's true that we do the Kmitza, but it's not true that the Shirayim are craving Bifnei Atzmam. Instead, the Shirayim are Mitpazrim Al Gabe Beit HaDeshen. So we put the Shirayim over whatever this Beit HaDeshen is. I mean, we could define that in a number of different ways, the Beit HaDeshen. I mean, it could mean the Beit HaDeshen Chutz V'Sholesh Machanos. It could mean the Mokom HaDeshen, maybe next to the Mizbeach. It could mean putting it on the Mizbeach in the area where things were already burned. I mean, so what exactly is it referring to? Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, actually, when Rabbi Yochanan learned this Braita on the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he actually wanted to know, and he openly discussed the question, what exactly is meant by the Beit HaDeshen over here? Beit HaDeshen Dehecha. Do you mean Beit HaDeshen, the tapuach on top of the Mizbeach, that you put it there? I mean, that's not different than his father, right? Maybe, I mean, if it's a mala, hainu avua. I mean, he said that it's put on the Mizbeach, graven v'nei atzman. So he's telling you where on the Mizbeach, put it on the Mokom HaDeshen. Okay, but that they both hold that they go on the Mizbeach. The Braita is saying that there's some kind of fundamental difference that Alibet Rabbi Shimon, it's put on the Mizbeach, and Alibet Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it's put somewhere else. So it can't mean the Beit HaDeshen on the Mizbeach. If it's talking about the Beit HaDeshen, meaning the Shefech HaDeshen, which is outside of Yerushalayim, I mean, if that would be the case, so then it would be rather strange. Because then we're bringing the Kometz, which is chayev to be burned on the Mizbeach, in one place, and we're bringing the Shirayim, which are chayev on Mizbeach. It's not as if they're psulim. I mean, this, you're telling me this is what you're supposed to do with them. You're supposed to bring it, and that's the mokum that it goes originally. I mean, that's very weird. Where is there any record of a korban that is partially burned on the Mizbeach and is partially burned somewhere else? It's unheard of. Yesh lecha davar shekorev lamata. So we do a korban. It says kolilti yet. And we're learning it out, lechora, from that makor. It's got to be completely burned on the Mizbeach. So how could it be burned somewhere else? Is it Korev on the Mizbeach Lamata? Omar Le Rebaba, well, who says that it's supposed to be Korev? I mean, maybe you're making that assumption, but maybe Reb Elazar Reb Shimon holds that Lechatchila, the Shiraim, are meant Le'ibut. They're not meant to be put on the Mizbeach. They are actually meant Lechatchila, to be put onto the Shefach HaDeshen. Everybody burst out laughing. What kind of idiot is this? Yesh lecha davar shekarev le'ibud. I don't understand. How are you going to say that? We brought it lechatchila and then to throw it out? Why did we throw it out? Wasn't the whole point that it's supposed to be kol minchas kohen kolil tiyeh? Tani avua de Rabbi Avin. So Rabbi Avua de Rabbi Avin wanted to support on some level Rabbi Abba. And he says, you know, Tony Avua, to Rabbi Avin. Look at this brayta. You'll see it's nothing to laugh at. V'kol minchat kohen kalil tihyeh lo te'achel. So what does this mean? We're comparing every, remember that this whole thing begins with the minchas chavitim, right? And then from the minchas chavitim, the Torah compares the other minchas of a kohen. So it says, Ze korban aron uvanav asher yakrivu la'Adonai biyom imashachoto. Asirit ha'ifa solet mincha tamid, machzita baboker, u'machzita ba'er. That is the minchas chavitim that's brought every single day by Aaron, and the minchas chinuch, which is brought once in a lifetime, by a kohen on the day that he's mischanech for the Aveda. So there it says, V'hakohen ha-Mashiach tachtav mi-banav ya'aseh tocho kolam la'ashem, kalil toktor, which then continues, v'chol minchat kohen, kalil tiyeh lo tiyachel. So that seems to be comparing the dinim of all minochas of the kohen, any kohen, at any time, to the dinim of the chavitim. But what this brayta says is that when the Torah puts it this way, v'chol minchat kohen, Kalil tiyeh lo te'achel, it means that the connection of kol minchat kohen is only in terms of the dinim of achila. La'achila hikashtia v'lo ledavar acher. I'm telling you that any other kohen, mincha v'stam kohen, I'm comparing it to the minchas chavitim only binogea this halacha of achila. The minchas chavitim is not meant to be eaten. The minchas kohen is not meant to be eaten. But that doesn't mean that the kalil tiyeh is the same as the minchas chavitim. There, in fact, it's brought on the mizbeach. Basha inkin, when it comes to this, then it's actually meant to be put on to the shefach hadeshen. So maybe that's the meaning. Explain that exactly. Doesn't it say beferish kalil tiyeh in that pasuk? I don't understand what you're saying. It says, v'chol minchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo te'achel. How can you say I'm only comparing it to achila if the pasuk itself sounds, this is crazy. The pasuk itself says, I'm saying that it should be just like the chavitim in kalil tiyeh. So what do you mean? Omar Abaye, let me explain to you. What he means is that we have to read the pasuk in two separate parts. So it goes like this. V'chol minchat kohen. Stop. Okay. Then skip the words kalil tiyeh. Go to the end of the pasuk, which then says lo te'achel. So in other words, the kol minchat kohen lo te'achel, that is referring to the minchas kohen of a chova. So it's referring to kol kohen, even the minchas chova. Now go back to the words kalil tiyeh. Kalil tiyeh, that's a reference to the nedava, and the nedava indeed is completely burned on the mizbeach. Says Rava, I want to invite the Beis HaMidrash to the granting of a surgeon's degree to Abaye. This is one of the most brilliant pieces of surgery, microsurgery I've ever heard. You take a pasuk, you split up the different words, he's able to reorganize the pasuk, sew it up together, and everybody's supposed to believe that that's the way the pasuk was written. That's a brilliant, brilliant super surgery. Sakina Harifa, this is the sharpest surgeon's knife I've ever seen. Mavsikoi Krai, that cuts up psukim into little pieces and then manages to rebuild them. Next thing you know, we'll have Frankenstein coming out of the pasuk. What kind of craziness is that? Elam Arava, the pasuk makes a
Perfectly good sense. You don't have to cut it up into little pieces. You read the pasuk like this: Kol Minchat Kohen Galil Tiyeh. The Kol Minchat means anything that the Kohen is going to bring on his own. That's referring to the Nidava. Then we throw in, well, I mean, isn't it obvious if it's Galil Tiyeh that you're not going to eat it? You're putting the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So that piece, the Lote Achero, is coming to tell me that even those things that are not Galil Tiyeh, that is Chovato, nonetheless, Lote Achero, the shill shouldn't be eaten. Now, doesn't that make a lot more sense? So there, anyway, so what will we see from there? That we could actually support Rabbi Avor's approach over here. That there's no reason why we should say that it's not brought le'ibud. Maybe it's brought le'chatchila le'ibud. And half of it is being put on the Mizbeach. That's the part that is the Haktara. The rest of it was brought le'chatchila with the understanding, just like the chata'ot that are nisrafot. It's brought with the understanding that it's going to be burned. So what's the big deal? But it doesn't say in the pasuk which one is the nedava and which one is the chova, does it? I mean, I agree. There's clearly two separate references. Rava's pointing out two separate references. One is the Galil Tiyeh, and one is the Lo Te'achel. Now, you seem to have made up your mind that the Galil Tiyeh is a reference to the Dava, and the Lo Te'achel is a reference to Chova. Maybe it's the other way around. I mean, how do you know? Ve'epochana. So maybe Galil Tiyeh means that the Minchas Chote should be burned, and Lo Te'achel means that the mincha of a nedava of a kohen should be burned, only the kmitza and the rest of it would be put onto a shevach hadashen. I mean, does it say in the pasuk which is which? Well, I mean, that's because it's only reasonable, no? I mean, mistavra, if the Torah is giving you an option over here, one type of mincha is not eaten, and one type of mincha is burned entirely on the mizbeach, okay? Which mincha do you think would be the kind that is similar to the chavitim? Remember, this whole thing is an application of the name of the chavitim. So the chavitim are brought entirely on the mizbeach. It says so beferish, and then it says, the chol minchat kohen. Fine. Which is, in your mind, the most reasonable the chol minchat kohen that is supposed to be compared here to the chavitim? I mean, isn't it clear that that would be a minchas nedava of a kohen? Why? Because it's very similar to the chavitim in three ways. First of all, it's tadira. Something that is going to be brought as an adava could be brought every single day, just like the minchas chavitim is brought every single day. As a matter of fact, you can bring it twice a day, like the minchas chavitim. But how often is it going to work out that a kohen should be able to bring a minchas chote, for heaven's sakes? I mean, there's almost nothing that is b'chayev you minchas chote. And even if you were in a matzav that you have to bring a korban oil of a yored, what's the chances that the kohen is so going to bring it with dollars and he doesn't have a penny to his name and he's got to bring a minchas chote? It's not reasonable. So you want to compare the frequency. Remember, we always view tadirut as being a very important indication of the dinim of the korban. So in this case, makes sense to compare the nedava, which is as frequent as you'd like, to the chavitim, which is twice a day, right? Okay, that's one way. Furthermore, I'm not bringing a nedava for a chait, and I'm not bringing the chavitim for a chait, right? So it's lo chate. There's no element of chatas about it. Why would we compare a chatas, a minchas chote, to a chavitim? And furthermore, it's the type of mincha that is basim reche. Basim reche is interesting, reach lichorach, because it has both shemen and levona. That's very nice. Masha'inke, when it comes to burning a minchas chote, it doesn't have any shemen in it, doesn't have any levona, and therefore it lacks that whole extra sense of the physicality of the basim reche. So therefore, makes sense that we should look to the minchas nedava as being that which the Torah means to compare to the minchas chavitim. Well, I understand, but I could say maybe just the opposite, that the chova is more similar to the minchas chavitim, because first of all, it's a nisaron. Okay, and if you bring in a dava, you could bring as much as you want as a single mincha, as long as it's not more than 60 isronot that has to fit into the mincha, because then it's kol she'en roi l'bila, bila is makevet. But It certainly doesn't have to be the standard Isaron. Masha'in kein Milchas Chote is given a specific measurement. It has to be an Isaron, the same way that the Korban Chavitin. And furthermore, there's a fundamental similarity between the Milchas Chote and the Milchas Chavitin, namely, both of them are not optional. Both of them are not nidavot. Both of them are chovavet. The Torah was chovavet. And if that's the case, we ought to say that when the mincha, the Torah is comparing a mincha v'kayin to the chavitim, the one that it's comparing to the chavitim is the minchas chovah. And you're saying that it's no, it's actually the minchas nedava. Yes, true. But last I heard, two ways are less than three ways. And since it's doyma to the nedava in three ways, and it's only doyma in two ways to the chovah, let's assume that it's actually the minchas nedava, and it's being compared to the kalil tiyeh of the minchas chavitim. And the next ending of the pasuk, which is just lo de'achel, that is a different halacha, which is referring to the minchas chote. So it turns out that we have three different shitot now. We have the shita of Rabbi Shimon that we've been discussing, according to which we bring the korban in its entirety. However, we do kmitza, and the kmitza is brought as one element of a haktara done on its own, because that is the part that's the mechaper, and it's the askarata. We burn the, even the shirayim, that's part of the mincha that's given to the mizbeah. Then we have the tanakama. The Tanakhama says it's all burnt on the Mizbeach, and there's no reason to do Kmitza, therefore, because all of it is a Mechaper. And then we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who is like his father in saying that there is a Kmitza, and there needs to be a Kapora for the Kohen and so on. But the rest of it, L'chatchila, was understood that it's not allowed to be eaten, but it doesn't say anywhere it's supposed to be Kalil yet. Okay? This is how we are now understanding it. Now, the question is, the Rabbanan, they say there's not even Kmitza, right? So then, when they read the Pasuk of Kol Minchat Kohen, Kalil Tiyeh, Lo Te'achel, so then, according to that, they obviously, they don't learn the Pasuk means the way we've been learning it. It can't mean that it's supposed to be put somewhere else. Because, I mean, there's no kmitza. If there's no kmitza, you can't do anything somewhere else. There's only one korban. So how did they explain the fact that in the same pasuk you say kalil tiyeh, and then you say lo te'achel? I mean, if it's going to be put on the mizbeach, kalil, obviously you're not going to be eating it. So how did they explain the pasuk? That they understand like the brayta. Miboilu l'kiritanya. Ein li ela elyona b'kalil toktor. Now remember, again, we've got the opening pasuk, which is the reference to the chavitim, and then we've got the lower pasuk, the second pasuk, which is the reference to kol minchas kohen lo te'achel, right? So now, if I would have thought that the chavitim, since it doesn't say lo te'achel on the chavitim, it just says kalil toktar. So I would have thought, okay, the chavitim has an iser of kalil toktar, and kol minchat kohen has a new iser of lo te'achel. That's what it says about kol minchat kohen is lo te'achel. That's true, but how do I know to actually compare the two dinim? Because look, kalil toktar is a mitzvah aseh, lo te'achel is a mitzvah lo te'aseh. Just because it says Kalil Toktar by the Chavitim, that doesn't prove that there's a lo ta'aseh and it's achila. You're just not being mekayim, the mitzvah of the Kalil Toktar. But how do I know that the dinim that is said of one, which is a ferish lo ta'aseh, would actually apply also to both, and that the mitzvah of Kalil Tiyeh is chal on both? So minayli tina ta'amur shel zeh b'zeh, v'ta'amur shel zeh b'zeh. So how do we know that if you eat a minchas chavitim, it's going to be the same thing as eating a minchas kohen? In both cases, you're going to be over on an aseh and on a losa taseh, or kalil toktar and a lo te'achel. Talmud lomar, kalil, l'gzera shavah. Since it says by the minochas in general of a kohen, it says kalil. And since it says by the chavitim in the pasuk before, v'nemar l'halon kalil, Mala alan kalil toktor. So just like the chavitim it says Kalil Toktor means the whole thing should go up onto the Mizbeach and actually Toktor, Toktor Zoloshlav, smoke. It's interesting because in English we would say, you let it go up in smoke, right? Katar is actually the lotion of the smoke that comes up. So it should go up in smoke. So too, normal Minchas Kohen, even though it says Kalil Tiyeh, it means Kalil Toktar. It means let it go up in smoke on the Mizbeach. And just like by the Pasuk of the Minchas Kohen, Kol Minchas Kohen, it says over there, Lo Teachel, which is a mamish, Lo Teasel Achilata, if you eat the Chavitim, even though it doesn't say anywhere about the Chavitim Lo Teachel, you would be chayiv on a Lo Teasel if you ate it. So this halacha, that there's an iser of achila in the case where it's supposed to be Kalil Toktor, which we now understand extends even to Kalil Tiyeh. How universal is that? Is that a general halacha that something that is meant to be burned on the Mizbeach is included in this overall Lo Ta'aseh of Lo Te'achel? Which would mean that, let's say, if a Kohen would eat some of the Emurim, nothing to do with the Mincha. Kohen eats Emurim that the Torah said you're supposed to put on the Mizbeach. Now, it doesn't say anywhere that there's an Isser Lo Ta'aseh of eating something that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach, right? It doesn't say, don't eat it, it says put it on the Mizbeach. So here we had, until we learned this new halacha of the Kalil Kalil, we didn't know that that would be the case even over here by a mincha. Now we've got this new understanding that in the event that someone eats that which was meant to be Kalil on the Mizbeach, that they are going to be over also on a Lo Ta'aseh. Is that a universal? So in other words, if a Kohen would eat something that was meant to be on the Mizbeach, even if it's not a mincha, he would also be over on an Isser of Lo Te'achel? Or was it only a question of the Menachas? So by Ravina, let's say a Kohen eats some of the Emurim. Now what's the din? Now we're talking about not the Emurim that are Mamish and Isser Kares, like the Chalev and so on. We're talking about, let's say he eats something from the Kloyot. So what I understand, of course, he's going to be over on an Isser of Kol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Yes, because in terms of this Achila, this Kohen is a Zar. I mean, he was never given any rights to it, and therefore, vis-a-vis the Achila of the Emurim, for all intents and purposes, he's a Zar, right? Okay, I understand. I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about this Isser, about Zarut Lo Kol Mibayle. Ki Kol Mibayle Lav, this love that's connected to the Kalil Tiyeh Lo Te'achel, what's the din? Does that apply to Menachas and only Menachas, or did it become a universal? My. Omer Avara L'Ravina Toshma, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shehu B'Kalil Tiyeh Litein Lo Ta'aseh Al Achilato. Wherever the Torah insists that something be the way it is, Tihiyeh, that Tihiyeh, what do you think that Tihiyeh is coming to tell me? Remember, the Tihiyeh is a lotion of an existential, one of the existential terms, Behavayatotehe. And therefore, it is included in, it needs to be in this state and cannot be eaten, and therefore it's a Lo Te'achel. In which case, if that's true, then he would be over both of on the Tiyeh, which appears on the other Emurim, as he would be over here. And he's Chayev not only on Zarut, but he would be Chayev on a Lo Ta'aseh Al Achilato. Okay, so then if that's the case, anybody would be Chayev, not only a Kohen. And now we are ready and primed for our very own Sir Richard. Okay, this is your cue. Yes, Sir Richard, there he goes. There's a little bit of delay.
Zook the Halek Mishnah.
Thank you, Sir Richard. So we talked about, at the beginning of the perek, we talked about all of the menachot that are nikmatzot, and the shirayim are given to the kohanim. But now we're going to go through which menachot are not nikmatzot, and instead are put onto the mizbeach. So, the minchas kohanim, the minchas kohen mashiach, which is, of course, the minchas chavitim, the minchas nisachim that come with every korban, the oila and every korban shlamim, all of those are given in their entirety lamizbeach, the ein behem the kohanim, not even a small piece is given to the kohanim. You could see that look of disapproval on Rabbanea's face. Take a look at that. Nothing at all given to the kohanim. Not sharing a thing. The mizbeach is eating the whole thing. And that means b'zeh yafik kayach mizbeach mikayach kayanim. Now the mizbeach is getting more than the kohanim. Outrageous, isn't it? But
soon, I'm not going to get into an altercation.
Soon, very good. Soon the kohanim, however, will have their revenge, because the shtei alechem and the lechem aponim, they are given entirely to the kohanim. Ve'ein b'hem l'mizbeach, nothing of them is eaten by the mizbeach. U'bezeh yofi kayach ha'koyanim mikayach ha'mizbeach. Now, what in the world is all of that weird discussion about? What, are we really having a competition here? What does the Mishnah mean to add by talking about who is on top in the end of the first inning over here? So, of course, the Gemara wants to know, okay, that's obviously coming to say, when it comes to tell me that extra word, u'bezeh, you're telling me there's nothing else like that is like that, right? But how can you say that? What do you mean, bezeh? How about a korban oila? V'tuleka? V'aika oila? I mean, a korban oila is entirely to the mizbeach. And why don't we include that? Well, it's not true. The kohanim managed to get their paws into the oila also. Why? Because they take the or of the oila. Ika ora, the kohanim. The or Allah is given to the kohanim, so we can't really say it entirely belongs to the mizbeach. Well, what about an olata of? There's no or on an olata of. Well, true, nothing goes to the kohanim from the olata of, but it doesn't all go to the mizbeach either, because the mur'av and otzah aren't put on the mizbeach. It's put onto that mokum of the deshen next to the mizbeach, and it's absorbed into the ground. Well, what about nisachim? What about all of that wine? That's good quality wine. Kohanim aren't getting any of that, are they? Yeah, but neither is mizbeach. I mean, you know, it's all a show. You pour it out on the mizbeach, but it doesn't go onto the mizbeach. It goes down to the shittim. So the mice of mizbeach is not enjoying the wine, so that doesn't count. Okay, so what is the point then of saying bazo? I mean, as opposed to what? I mean, what are you adding by saying it's more than the kohanim? Ah, that's coming to tell me not to believe what Shmuel said. Lafu came into Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel held that there are times where the Mizbeach actually gets to drink the wine and it doesn't go to the Shittim. Because Shmuel says, if an individual brings a nedava of wine, then that does not go down to the Shittim. The Shittim is a special halacha for the Minchas Nesachim. But an individual who gives wine, the wine is meant to be put on the Mizbeach. And therefore, you sprinkle it over the fire, and the fire actually burns it in the air. You know, like you do kids love doing this, all of the incendiary Erev Pesach burnings, you know, so you throw it over the fire and it goes whoosh. Okay, so you got the alcohol that you're going to whoosh. And that's exactly what you do with your wine. Kamash Malan. So our Mishnah wants to say, don't believe a word of it. Bezo, and not in anything else. Meaning, when it comes to Yayin, the Mizbeach doesn't come out on top, because the Mizbeach also doesn't get the Yayin, and it all goes to the Shittim. How come the Mishnah never spoke about the Shemen? I mean, once we're talking about these liquids, So it doesn't say anything about burning the shemen, the luk shemen on the mizbeach. That's because, in fact, in this, it's a riot of Shmuel. The Yomar Shmuel, Hamitnadev, Shemen. If you're going to bring Shemen, you actually do Kemitza on the Shemen. If it's thick enough, you do Kemitza, and you go ahead and bring the Kometz alone. The rest of it is eaten by Kayanim, and therefore we can't say that it's ahead of the game in the Shemen. The Kayanim also share in the Shemen. I want to know why Ari took away Tsuri just as we're getting to the next piece of the Mishnah. Is he not supposed to know anything about the Shtei Alechem? Man, oh man. Shtei Alechem, V'lechem Apanim, is what it says. They're given entirely to the Kohanim, and nothing is put on the Mizbeach. Is that the only case? What about the Chatas Ov? Chatas Ov is exactly the same thing. The entire carbon is eaten by Kohanim, and the Mizbeach doesn't get even a tiny piece. So why doesn't it mention that? Ayika Chatas Ov. Yes, but at least the Mizbeach gets the dam of the Chatas Ov. So that's also considered to be something for the Mizbeach. Well, what about Aluk Shemen Shomitzora, where the Kohen gets the whole thing? The Mizbeach doesn't get anything of the Aluk Shemen. That's true, but neither do the Kohanim, because Ika Matnotav, remember that we have to do the Zerika towards the Pifnim, towards the Parochas, so a lot of it is lost in the Zerika, which means that the Kohanim don't get all of it. So the same thing we said by the Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach doesn't really get the whole Olas Ha'of, because we have the Notzo Mur'ah. Same thing is true over here. The Kohanim don't really get the whole Luk Shemen Shomitzora. We're only talking about things that are given in their entirety. And what is, and in this is supposed to come and tell me some kind of Hiddush. So why did you put in this extra words, Ubezo, the Kayach HaKohanim is greater? What does that really mean to say? That is coming to tell me that the Man di Omar, who says that in the event that you don't have the Kivsei Atzeret, and you're bringing the Shtei Alechem, the Shtei Alechem that are Ba'ot Bifnei Atzman, we had this Bachlokas before, what's the Alecha if they're Ba'ot? They are Ba'ot, but they're Ba'ot without any kind of Matirim. So we had a Bachlokas over there where Rabbi Akiva says you bring them. Does that mean you bring them for Sreifa, or you bring them for Achila, for Koyanim? So it's coming to tell me that in the case of the Shtei Alechem, they are certainly given to the Kohanim, and they're not burned. And therefore the Mishnah says, Bizo, meaning in this, in any and all circumstances, whether we have the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret or we don't have the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, the halacha is the same. They are given to the Kohanim, and Bezo Yafe Kayacha Kayanim Le'olam. And with this, we await our esteemed Capitan, QQ. I know it takes a long time to get to Mars, Rich.
I'm a little slow this morning, Rabbi. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Even the speed of light doesn't get through to Richie. He's so far away. Man, that was a case of redshift. I'm assuming that the original frequency was actually much higher, and it's gotten shifted because of Richie's velocity. It's gotten shifted towards the lower end of the octave here.
A redshift?
Kol ha-minachot ha-na'asot b'kli t'unot shlosha matanot shemen. Now, here, we're getting into the complexity of how exactly to understand the psukim in the Torah that talk about the nesina shemen. So first it says, this is the amount of soled, and this is the amount of shemen. But it talks about that shemen not as if it's like just mixed, because it speaks of it in three different stages. We're going to be medayik in the pasuk, and those three different stages, even though the Torah says to put the solet al shemen, as we're going to see. So what does that mean? It must mean that there is some shemen inside of the bisa when we put the solet into it. So, but then it says to be bolel the shemen. So that is something else, because that it talks about later. And then it talks about being yotzeik the shemen, yotzakta shemen. Now, how exact that means, apparently, that the luk shemen that we're bringing over here, whatever, depending obviously on how many astronaut, we're going to be putting it in three stages. And those three stages are what's called matan shemen bekli. So that's the initial shemen that we put the solet onto in order to be mekayim the pasuk al shemen. And then we have belila. And then we have what's known as yitzika, pouring the rest of the shemen on it. And sometimes we have mishicha, where there are things that are supposed to be mishuchin b'shemen. So it's a little bit complicated. We're going to have to understand how the different type of menachot are dealt with the same amount of shemen that's given to them per the solet, but is given in different stages. So actually, all menachot that you're going to make inside of that kli sharet, which is the bisa, you're going to always have to put a minimum. You're going to put three separate matanais. First of all, there's going to be, this is in backwards orders, I should say, first of all. Last of all, there's yitzika. And secondly, there's belila. And initially, there's matan shemen bekli, kodem la'asiyata. So that is basically the Seder for the Shemen. But the question is, what exactly is the point in which we do these three things? So we would call the Belila. The Belila is mixing the oil into the solet. So now the question is, at what point do we do that Belila? So there's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe says, Chalot Bolala. You actually do the mixing of the oil into the menaches after they've been turned already into shaped chalot. The Chachamim say that's not called mixing. You have to mix it while they're still in a state of being the solet, while they're still flour. Now that is nogea, the karbonas that we're referring to here are the ones that are going to be put into the machavaz or into the marcheshe. So how does it break down? After you put the shemen in the kli, and you add water in order to be, I got no time for air aids. Stop. So now you would put in, of course, wait until the noise stops. Okay. So now you would put the shemen into the kli, put in the solet, and as we'll see, whenever we have that, the original kneading, we put in the water, and remember the water is warm, and you have to be careful that it shouldn't become chametz and so on. So according to Rebbe, at that point, you already have the dough that you're going to be putting into your machavat, or into your marcheshet, either into waffles or into pancakes. And then you do the petita, which is you break it up in order to be able to do the kmitza on it. And then you put in the next matan shemen, which is the belila. Masha'inkin the chachomim hold that you do, it's true that you do first the matan shemen bekli, and then you put in the solet, and then you put in water, and you mix it, but before you fry it, you put in the second stage of the shemen, which is called the belila. So that would be the difference between Rebbe and the chachomim. So this is definitely going on the Minchas Marcheshet and on the Minchas Machavat. The question, there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether it is it also a reference to the Minchas Ma'afeh Tanur, or over there we have a completely different order. That is a question we'll look into a little bit more when we go into the details. But again, let me read to you the way the Rambam paskins halacha l'maisa in Minchas HaMachavat v'HaMarcheshet. So says the Rambam, Minchas ha-machavat v'amarcheshet keitzad, noten ha-shemen bekli, v'noten alav solet, then noten ala solet shemen acher, u'bolel ha-solet. Achar kach losha beposhrin, so according to Rambam, you put in the warm water, lukewarm water, after you've already done the belila, and then you've got yourself a proper dough, and then ofelta b'machavat o b'marcherset, depending on kamoshen adar, whatever it is you said you're going to do. Then you do the pitita, potato tapitim, you put it inside of a klishores, and then you do the yitzika, v'yotzeik alea sha'ar hashemen, v'notein livonata. So in other words, you have to put them back, because you took them out of the klishores, the bisa. You took them out in order to fry them either in the machavat or macheshet, as the case may be. Then you have to put them into a klisharis again in order to do the yitzika. So at that point, you have yourself the entire thing. Then you put on the levaina, and that is therefore not going to be mixed, which of course we need to avoid, because otherwise we're going to passel the kamitza if we put the levaina in before. Okay, so the Rambam clearly paskins that the din over here is a reference specifically to Minchas Machavat and Minchas Marcheshet, and that you do the Belila before your Oifa Seba Machavat or Marcheshet, and therefore it is going according to the Chachomim. Now, what about Minchas Ma'afei Tanur? Well, here says the Minhag, again, if we're learning that this is only the next piece is a reference specifically to the Chalot and the Rikikin of the Mincha Ma'afei Tanur. So remember, there's two different Minchot Ma'afei Tanur. One of them is Chalot or Rikikin. So the Chalot, there's a difference. The Chalot require Belila B'Shemen, and the Rikikin, the Torah says, Rikikin Mishuchin B'Shemen, which is means that we're going to use the oil to do an act of Mishicha. Now, how do we do Mishicha? Remember that Ketzad Moshchan Kimin Chi. As we've pointed out, we talked about this Chi many times, that this is a reference to the letter Chi in the Greek alphabet, which is shaped like an X in the capital. So it's there. That's the basis of Xmas. That's the basis of all of the Christian stuff. Well, I don't know what you're showing us. I can't see it, sorry. But that may just be me.
No, it's small, but this is the Greek alphabet, and I was showing the chi as an X.
Yeah. So the X, there's so many different strange things that the Rishonim, there are some Rishonim that talk about a similarity to a nun. Oh, there goes an error. Some say that it's similar to a chet, so I don't want to keep you until afterwards. We're almost at the end, so let's just read the closing of the Mishnah. Vashar nechal lekoanim. So I'll close here and wish you a quiet day. It's not usually that the Daf Yomi ends with air aids, but what can you do? Kol tov.